Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Good evening. It's just gone 8 o'clock, Friday night. So welcome to Just the Juniors here on Rock Sport Radio. We chat all things junior football for an hour. Yes, a full hour with me, John Redmond. Normally I'm joined by Bill Kilgour, but with Bill on holiday tanning himself up for the next 2 weeks, I'll be here myself holding the fort. Well, that's not really true, as once again, I've got a guest in the studio with me. I'll introduce him very shortly. Before I do that, there's been some more managerial movement this week, so I'll take you through them. Last weekend, Clyde Bank manager Kieran McInnesby left the club as he starts a new job in the fire service. The club have moved very swiftly to appoint Rossville manager Gordon Moffat and his backroom staff of Gary McMenamin and Drew Marshall to the club. So we wish them all well from Rock Sport Radio and their new job, and I'm quite sure it's a great appointment that will be for Gordon and also for Clyde Bank. I think it'll be a good partnership. Gordon has come in there at Rossville two or three seasons, proved he can do a lot of good stuff without a lot of finance behind him. So I'm quite sure when he moves to Clyde Bank and the quality of players that Kieran McInnesby is leaving them at Clyde Bank, watch Clyde Bank move up that league. That's my forecast for this season. I think you'll see a different Clyde Bank now than we've seen from the start of the season. And that's no disrespect to Kieran McInnesby, because Kieran's been a great manager, but the type of player he's left and the type of manager Gordon Moffat is, I just think they could go climbing up that league very rapidly. That's all the managerial reports for this week. So as I was saying earlier, I've got a guest in with me tonight. I'd like to welcome to the show now the Girvan manager, Ian Patterson, better known in the junior world as Spank. Evening, Spank, welcome to the show. First, let me congratulate you on your recent marriage, Ian.
Aye, cheers.
That took a few years to happen, didn't it, no?
Lucky women, John.
We'll talk soon from Girvan and look back at last week's results, Ian, and we'll look forward to tomorrow's fixtures. But first, can you give the listener insight to your career up to date?
Aye, so I started coaching quite a young age. When I was at 25, I went to Lugar and then with Anbank, and then I ended up at Craig Mart with yourself and Johnny Bailey, John. And yourself left, and I left the job available, and I took over my assistant Greg Gallagher, and we managed to get Craig Mart promoted that season. Then in the summer, the Girvan job became available. We took it, as if they'd always be left after 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then the job come back up in September, and myself, Mick and Neil, and his co-managers.
Why did you leave? Can there something you can tell the listener, Ian? Is it private?
Greg's work situation changed a wee bit, and mm-hmm. he was involved in the Doon Valley area, and for his work, can I say that it was better if he was still involved there? And then you take a job, and Girvan lost a lot of players that year, so you're looking for an assistant, you're looking for players, so it wasn't suitable at the time. So I felt it was best for myself and Girvan at the time as a club to go and get somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as you're saying there about Craig Mark, I mean, I think you're a bit hard on yourself saying you're lucky to get promotion. I mean, you also qualified out of a tough section for the Arda Cup, as it was known at that time, into the quarter-final stages, and I'd been manager before you at Craig Mark, and I knew the hard job that was in front of you, so I think it's great credit to yourself what you've done at Craig Mark.
It was good, you know. I think it was the first time in about 12, 15 years Craig Mack got that cup.
I think he won a game, but it's not actually won a game.
No, you won one, John. You got one in there, aye. But no, the summer was hard at Craig Mack. We had to recruit. We recruited well, and I think we just kind of landed lucky a wee bit with the players we managed to bring in, and they just bonded well together and bought into what myself and Greg were trying to do, and we kicked on a wee bit. And I still to this day think Greg got a wee bit of a raw deal last season.
Mm-hmm. Well, just touching Craig Mack there slightly, I mean, they've really expanded, because in her day there wasn't much of a budget, but it seems to have a good budget now, good off the park work going on at Craig Mark.
Yeah, they do. I think they're on a lottery and stuff now, and you know, when we were there, John, it was a pie and a Mars bar for a player, but there's a wee bit of money there now, and I think they need to have that to compete in that league they're in, to be fair. So fair play to the committee for getting ourselves sorted.
So as you say, you then went back to Girvan later on in the season after Steve McCready and Jim McCrane, that stepped down, wasn't it?
Yeah, they stepped down. It was a week before the senior Scottish, and I think by the time we went in, we were left with about 8 players. And you know, September, you're into a season, everybody's signed elsewhere, and you're kind of beg, borrowing, stealing at that point. And we managed to get a team together, which obviously wasn't good enough to stay in that league, and we've been relegated. But this summer, we've basically managed to bring our own team in, which makes a big difference.
After last season's disappointment with relegation you mentioned there, Ian, What's your goal from the committee this season? Are they putting pressure on you to get promoted, or are they just quite happy because you lost a lot of players, etc., and rebuilding for this season and maybe a big push next season?
I think with the committee's point of view, you've got a couple. There's a good committee at Girvan, that's one thing. There is a big committee, there's 15 of them. Danny McCullough's the chairman, Andrew Sinclair the secretary. They always speak to you, they're always there to help you, and they've no put a bit of pressure on us, but myself and Gregor put pressure on ourselves,
obviously,
to get ourselves up the leagues again. And obviously 2 years ago Girvan's a Premier League team.
Yeah.
So from our point of view, we want to be the ones that take them back there. So from our point of view, we'll probably put the pressure on ourselves.
So this season, are you quite happy with things are going so far, or are you a bit disappointed?
Happy, John. You know, we started the Ardagh Cup or whatever it's called now, and we didn't win a game. But what people don't see is in the background is we started the first league game of the season with 10 players missing.
Mm-hmm.
10 players that would all be in the first team picture.
Was that injury or holiday or a mixture of both?
Injuries, mostly injuries. You know, we picked up.
So I did notice, just sorry to interrupt you there, on your injuries there, it's unusual. Your goalkeeper's got a broken arm. You sign a boy for Hurlingford and he does his cruciate ligament. I mean, it's not just a wee hamstring pull. These are serious injuries.
No, you know, I mean, we lost Alan McInnes first game to a broken arm. He's still in a stookie. We lost Stephen Curry in our first game. He's played 7 minutes, who was a good signing for Hurlingford Amateurs. We then had Joe Maxwell working away. You know, you then lose Lee Sloan to a pulled hamstring. It's just injury after injury after injury at the time. And, you know, we've still got a big injury list, but we signed a big squad for this reason. You know, I still think in the modern day that the Ardagh Cup new setup doesn't work, the Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. I think if you speak to any other manager, they'll agree with their injury list as well, kicking about the leagues. It's no good.
In fairness to Kenny Young, I've got to say, for years we've been moaning that we wanted a start like this. We're now into the beginning of September. Some clubs have played 7 league games, which is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, definitely. The leagues weren't great. It's just the Ardagh Cup, the Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. You know, I've seen other managers talking about it. I don't know why we can't start maybe a week earlier and go Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, then start the league on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the short period of times, and teams that, to the modern day, are only carrying bigger squads. So the same players are getting used, and maybe that's what leads to a wee bit of injuries.
Mm-hmm. And what about your squad? Are you still looking to strengthen it as always, or are you quite happy with what you've got now if you had all your players fit?
If we had all our players fit, we'd be happy. I think we've only been able to fill our bench once this season. We'll hopefully get one coming in tomorrow. He'll play as a trialist.
Oh, any snippets you can tell the listener? Is this a surprise for Mary Hill?
No, there's no snippets today, John.
No Messi, any of these boys that you're kind of the big money club at Girvan can afford, you know?
Missed out on Neymar, by the way. So we'll all be looking, but all in all, the boys have been excellent. I think we were 5 unbeaten there until obviously last Saturday. We got beat for Broxburn, the senior Scottish. But to a man, every player's been excellent. They've worked hard, kept their head down. We're scoring goals, which is always a big added bonus in football when you're scoring goals. So from our point of view, we're really happy in how it's going.
Regarding your squad as well, where do you recruit your squad from? Because Girvan, geographically, isn't in the best position to be in to get to. So do you look down towards the south of Scotland or down to Sinrar, or are you happy travelling from Ayrshire?
Well, I said we train in Ayr, right. So it's quite a central point to train. A lot of our squad actually comes now from Girvan itself. We picked up Thomas Dempsey and Chrissy Brown for Bonnetton. And then we brought in Kieran Balfour, who just got released for United. So they 3 boys come in, and they add to the local boys like Craig Harvey, Stevie O'Donnell, Sandy Robertson are already there.
And do you find that you're getting local support now because you've got local boys playing for you? Is it helping the support a wee bit?
Definitely. I've noticed a difference in the support this season. There's a lot more people coming into the games, a lot of younger crowd coming into the games now as well.
Mm-hmm.
So by having the local boys back, the kind of towns come back in.
I hope they're not under 16, because you let them in for free then, or do you just charge under 16s again?
No, we don't, John. No? Yeah.
So you mentioned there about last week's game at Senior Scottish against Broxburn, a very experienced Broxburn side, and you only lost by the odd goal. It was 1-0. I mean, you could take half a match, surely.
We're actually, in fact, disappointed to lose the game, to be honest, John. Michael Mossy, who's been a great player for Girvan over the last 3 or 4 years, he's still a young boy learning the game. He's made a mistake. The boys gave the ball away in our half, and 9 times out of 10 at our level, you don't get punished. And Broxburn's 2 strikers were probably 2 of the best I've seen in a while. Bouncing the ball, cut back goal, and we're down 1-0. And then straight away, we got the other end and missed a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they're probably just with him. The game just kind of peaked out. I felt 2 level teams playing against each other, to be honest. And there wasn't much in the game at all. So we will take heart for that. Disappointed to get beat. But in theory, you know, we're ready 3 or 4 games behind. Is another Scottish Cup game something we might not wanted? We don't know.
Do you find that being in the Senior Scottish Cup helps you attract players to the club?
Definitely. It's a big pool for players getting the opportunity to play. And, you know, you always relate back. Look at the Talbot Lassie, yep. United at Hearts, you know, mm-hmm. So they've got that opportunity. And it gives them a platform to go and play as well that they might not be used to, so...
The Junior Scottish Cup's got in a couple of weeks' time. We might look at a few ties later on, but your own club, you've got a good home tie to Tayport, because Tayport's not the team that used to be. It is a winnable tie for you, and with the good home support you spoke about behind you, you'll be looking to go through it that one, do you?
Definitely, definitely. Junior Scottish is something you want to always do well in. You never know where you can end up, you know. You might get a favourable run and you end up in the quarterfinal. We got to the last 16 last season, so that was a club's best. And a year we've got relegated, so we'll be looking to go further on that.
That's all luck in the draw, isn't it? I mean, if you get home ties and who knows what you get there. But raising cash, how do you go about raising the money? Do you have a lot of fundraisers, or does the committee have any fundraisers what's coming up shortly you maybe want to publicise?
The committee worked very hard on off the park, they're working really well. Local businesses support us. McCulloch Rail's our title sponsor. They support us really well. There's other local community businesses, the shops, the chippies and stuff all chip in as well. So
chippies chip in, later point there.
So from that point of view, yes, and they are organising, in the process of organising, our speakers do as well. So they do work hard, and it's...
And they'll be better supported now, as you say, because the crowds are starting to come back through the gate.
Definitely. I think they've noticed a difference in the gate receipts as well. So, And when the team start winning games, folk are obviously more likely to come and watch. So,
well, you know, it's great to start with. So we'll take a commercial break and come back. We'll keep talking all things Girvan and looking at last week's fixtures.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
Have you ever lost money on an investment? If a high street bank persuaded you to buy a stocks and shares ISA, unit trust or investment bond and you lost money, Goodwin Barrett can help you get back thousands of pounds in compensation. Even if you don't have the investment anymore or the paperwork, Goodwin Barrett make it easy to find out. Text GOOD to 66777. That's GOOD to 66777. You don't need a claims management company to make a complaint, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
It's easy to put things off. I'll sort it tomorrow. It'll wait. Well, turns out, if you're a man with prostate disease, the sooner you spot it, the better it can often be treated. So if your dad or brother have had prostate cancer, or you're having trouble with your waterworks, do something about it. See your GP or visit prostatescotland.org.uk for more information. Prostate Scotland. Pull your finger out.
2 Happy Meals, please, and for me, I'm watching the calories.
How about one of our meals under 600 calories? Mm. There's the Chicken Legends with hot and spicy mayo, Veg Bag and Coke Zero, or there's the grilled sweet chilli chicken wrap.
Who'd have thought? With a range of meals under 600 calories at McDonald's, there's something for everyone. Served after 10:30 a.m, except in selected restaurants, which will serve this from 11 a.m.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to Just the Juniors with myself, John Redmond, who I'm in conversation with the Girvan FC manager, Ian Patterson. Before the break, Ian, we're talking all things Girvan. We'll just wrap up. Before we go, tomorrow you head to Maryhill. Now, Maryhill, inconsistent this season. They've had great results, beating Greenock. In fact, the only team that division has beaten Greenock this season. So it's a kind of banana skin for you tomorrow?
I'd say banana skin, I think. Both is on the same point. So, fair, but they beat Bells Hill last week, who are also up the top half of the table. So They are very hot and cold, was what I would say. So we'll go there and be as professional as we can. Our away game, and we'll try and come away with something for the game.
And looking at the league, because you've been in that Senior Scottish Cup as we spoke about, you've only played 4 league games, so... It's all the adages, it's okay when the game's in hand, but you've really got to go and start winning these games, Ian, and then push us up that league and chasing which is going to be a good Greenock side this season. It's actually a good league when you look at it with Greenock and Atlantic United promoted, and they had a great result last week against, the week before, against Peter's Pollock in the Cup semi-final. So they're in the Cup final against the Talbot. Bells Hill, a great team of old Carluke. Les Mahago, who Rob Irvine's got going playing well. Shettleston, always a great team. So well, that Cole Thistle, who have come on leaps and bounds from last season, so it's a very competitive league in him.
Definitely, and even Royal Albert down the bottom. I missed the game, obviously, due to getting married. Mm-hmm. But Greg told me after the game that Royal Albert are the new manager that day, and they've done really, really well. And they went and beat... was it Kaluk last week they beat?
Royal Albert last week, yes. They beat Kaluk 3-2 last week,
yeah. They beat Kaluk, so... Mm-hmm. And the Royal Albert Park's meant to be a difficult place to go as well, so mm-hmm. teams will struggle there. I think in this league, anybody can generally beat anybody in this league.
That's what usually happens when teams like that. It's how you perform on the day, you know. And mm-hmm. so hopefully, are you at full strength tomorrow? Or what's your new signing? You know, tell us about.
No, we've got four or five missing tomorrow again.
Oh, that old daddy Joe, I heard that. I know you're too long, Ian. Come on.
We've picked another injury up last weekend, so another couple missing, but we've got a big squad.
But you're confident?
Confident the players always to go and do the job they need to do.
Good, Ian. We'll start looking back last week's results now, Ian. We'll have a look at the Premiership, where your best man, Mr. Johnny Bailey, took his Trunside up to Benburne, but they lost narrowly 1-0. It's not going too well for Johnny to start the season. So I think it's something similar to yourself. You're talking about the injuries. I watched Trun and the night I watched them, they lost Ryan Stevenson and Ray Montgomery out as well.
I know. I actually spoke to him last weekend before. He asked a wee bit about Benburne. And I spoke to him about it, and what he said was Trun's had five or six chances, no two of them, and Ben Burr's took their chance. But it's one of the ones. Johnny came into the job, Trun had their squad signed. Mm-hmm. It's not a Johnny Bailey team yet. I think that needs to be remembered. And you know, that's the hard thing for a manager, getting in and inheriting players to get them to your way of playing. They might not be suitable. So.
And Trun's not got the money that they had a few years ago, and either. I mean, so it's not as if they're just going to offer them players, because. I was speaking to Gary Muir, who signed for Darvel, and I know he was telling me that Dean Keane and Johnny are chasing him as well, so obviously they lost out on Gary, who's a good player. So if that's the type of player they're targeting, they wouldn't be long to moving on that division if they get one or two signings.
No, exactly, and Johnny and Dean have got great experience, yeah. And I think two young guys coming into it as well, John, you know, just got to take a bit of time.
You couldn't Dean Young or Johnny Young, is that it?
A mixture between the two of them. There's not much here between the two of them.
No, there's no, actually. The transplant place would be a fortune out of the two of them. Clyde Bank, they entertained Lars Thistle in Kieran's last game, but Lars Thistle spoiled the party by winning 2-1. Lars are always a good side, aren't they? And he's a good side there.
He does.
He lost a lot of players in the close season, but he's bounced back again.
Scottish Cup finalists as well, and he played under Mr. Sloan for years, so I'm picked sure up. He's picked up a trick or two. And as you said there, Clyde Banks obviously got a new manager who I rate really highly in Gordon Moffat, and I think he'll do well there.
Aye. I mean, good setup, Clyde Bank. I've got now Sam Yoakum. They're a big, big club, and they're looking to go move on to higher things, aren't they? So they really need to start getting their act together, because they're starting now slow to milk the league, but they have played seven games, which is a couple of games more than one or two clubs round about them, so it'll be interesting. See how they react with them off, and tomorrow, see his home first game is against tomorrow, and he heads down to Glenafton, so it's not an easy baptism for him.
I know, it'll be a hard one. And he's Gary McMerriman as well, that'll be a loss for Rossvale as well. He was obviously playing, so
good player, Gary, in his day as well.
Probably a triple whammy. You lose your manager, assistant, one of your better players, so mm-hmm. but I'm sure they'll go there and get them playing it in a really good way they want to play.
Rossvale also, they'll bounce back. But Cumnock, who are not going to have troubles to seek this season again, but okay, they're sitting mid-table, but they lost at home to Cowinan Rangers, who are top in the league. So Chris Crane's got his Cowinan Rangers. They lost a few players and brought in young boys, so it's working for Chris so far.
The young boys he did bring in do have a bit of experience, you know, mm-hmm. like your Stevie Tan's in there and stuff, and he's recruited well in the summer, and I spoke to him during the week about a couple of things, and he's very modest. He's saying, you know, it's just they're working hard and stuff, but he's got them going really well again, and fair play, they took a big gamble moving to the sports centre, and the results are showing it was the right decision.
It's a good setup they've got there if they can just keep the vandals away from it. You know, I see they've been done again in the last week. That's twice it's been happening since they moved in there, so you don't want to hear that in the junior football needs. People like that, they don't realise how much effort and time and money that committees are put into the game.
No, at my work, the bus chairman, Colin Boyce, actually works in the office beside, and you see him constantly, he's on the phone trying to organise stuff, so that's not good to hear. And people like Cowinan should be proud of the setup they've got there, because it's one of the best.
Yeah, that's right. Every Meadow, they entertained High Flying Coburn, who are going really well just now, and lost 3-1 at home. Prime again to be disappointed in that one.
He will be. I think that was a wee bit of a shock result, to be honest. I thought maybe a draw there as well, but I seen Liam's interview with the Coburn, and he was saying he didn't expect to go up the road with 3 points, but he's got them going really well, and for the bottom of the league last year. Now they're up challenging at the top. Fair play to them.
Yeah. I'll just give you a quick flash for the senior game that's on tonight at Hampden. It's now Scotland 1, Russia 1. So we'll be going to Hampden half time report shortly, but after 40 minutes, it's Scotland 1, Russia 1. So go back to juniors, as you say, Colburnley, with Liam McGuinness here, he's doing very well, isn't he? Just what you were saying about Johnny Bailey there, Liam Quinn last season, and it wasn't his Liam's team, and he was struggling. He's now had a close season, he's built his own squad up, and you can see they're reaping the benefits here at Colburnley.
Definitely, and it's good another young manager getting a chance, John. Oh, it's good to see.
Pollock there at home to Glenarfon last week, and they were disappointed they lost out 3-2 to Southie's team. That was always my tight game, but I thought, sitting here last Friday night, I'd have tipped Pollock to win that game with a home advantage. But Glenarfon have slow starters this season, but they're starting now to pick points up.
Definitely, and I think Southie's another manager who's also struggled with injuries. He lost his goalie, Brian McGarry, who's done his ACL as well. So they'll slowly but surely pick their players back up and they'll start picking results up as well. Pollock have been going well. They have given out a few downs this year, to be fair, already. There's been a few six or sevens, so... That was a short result last week, but fair play to Glenarfon.
Excuse me here, you keep going about ACL, right? Your player's a CCL, this player's an ACL. In my day, I didn't care what an ACL was. We didn't have ligaments, we just played on. Now all of a sudden, all these injuries are appearing with broken foot and groin strains, and the players didn't have them in old days. What's happening? Is it the training that's causing it?
Too many games, John, a short period of time.
Behave yourself. Moving on swiftly. Another game in that division, Glencairn and Rossville, where it was postponed there up at the Celsius Stadium, but which was disappointing for Gordon Moffat now that he's moved on. He didn't get a chance to say farewell with a victory or whatever it be. But we say Gordon will do well where he goes. Moving into the West Region Championship now, and Athlone Whitlet's Vicks game was off. Whitlet's under Peter Leonard, do you expect him to do a lot this season?
I do. I've seen them a couple of times this season already, and you know Peter's got them playing the way he likes to play, and they're good strikers. Robert Patterson scores goals, Donovan scores goals, he's got Michael Riley in. So from Peter's point of view, he's recruited well in the summer. As you know, we're doing our way to work, it's an ambitious club and they want to go higher. They're looking for a new stadium to get built and stuff. So
there's a lot of good work off the park with Whitlets. John Dalton and his team are working very hard. Now, we played them a couple of weeks back there at Darvel, speaking to John before, and he was letting me into a few of his plans that's happening. So big things happening off the park at Whitlets, and with Peter in charge, you'd expect things to go well. Do you see Robert Patterson being able to score in the Premier League with Girvan and Cumnock and things like that, knows the score. Big Craig Reid, another player who's got Premier Cup experience. So it's maybe been a slow start for him, but you'd expect him to come good.
Aye, definitely. It's a hard start as well.
It has been a hard start. I mean, that's a bit Darvel. And then, once again, you're talking about the Cup. They were fortunate or unfortunate, whatever you want to look at now, with qualifying, and then they had to go to Auchinleck Talbot and play another game this Saturday because Talbot were the backlog of the fixtures and they lost out in league games again. So, at the end of the day, it's good to get Cup runs, but the league's your bread and butter, isn't it?
Definitely. You need your league games on as early as you can. Mm-hmm.
The next one I'll give you, Ian, is your old club, Craigmark Burntonians 1, Blantyre Vicks 4. Now, we've played John Gibson's Blantyre with Darrell second game of the season, and I was impressed by him. We beat them that night. They went down to 10 men, but I was impressed with the football they played, and they were all a team together. John's got a good team going for himself there. So I still say it's a bit of a surprise. I don't expect teams to go to Station Park and win 4-1, because you know what it's like. They've tried to make it a fortress at Craigmark. It's a heavy, heavy defeat, that.
It's a bad one for Craigmark, in my opinion. That's when the fixtures come out, that's probably one Craigmark's identified that we'll be trying to win. And 4-1 at home's always never the best, and you know they're up 1-0 and it's getting into the second half, and they've conceded 4 goals in the second half. So I don't know what's happening down there. They signed the boy James Lamont last week.
Oh, did they? He's went there. Yourself, you had them loan for Troon last year.
It's loan for Troon, and they come back in with us there as well, but we could be on the position we're able to offer him, and then I think he would be able to strengthen our squad, and he's went to Craig Martin playing centre half now, but that's a bad one for Craig Martin.
Oh, do you think they're a makeshift centre half because they lost the way Grant Kirkwood?
Well, he played the centre half for us last year as well.
Well, he was a midfield player.
I think he was, and then he's kind of ended up in the centre half naturally, but
right.
I don't know if they've struggled with injuries, but as you said, they've made some good signings in the summer, you know.
Yeah, Greg Vernon, I mean, Greg's been about as well. He'll score goals in that division. I mean, it's a good sign. But obviously, we know that the strike force they've got with Scott Dempster and Mark Dyer just playing off them. Boys are good, can score goals, but if you're not getting a service, it's not going to happen.
If you see the facts, they've scored 13 goals in 7 games. The other flip side is they've conceded 20, so yeah. Maybe the problem's not the strikers.
And see, once again, they could maybe sit there saying that they'll get players missing at the back as well if they're getting centre-halves in like James Lamont. The next two games were off. Cumbernauld, Irvine Vicks, that was called off late on, just before kick-off by the match referee, and Dalry versus Camaslan was also postponed. Darvel 5, Kilsyth 0. Now, looking at this, Ian, and I've got to say, I was at the game, obviously, people thought it was only one side affair. When the end of the game and we give our goalkeeper the man of the match, I think that says it all, because if I'd been the Kilsyth Rangers dugout that day, I've been scratched my head, what's happening here? Because they had a couple of chances to score. Our keeper made one and one saves, and then we got the partner to score. Then we scored in half time, just before half time, and then we late on, we got another goal late on, but our keeper also saved a penalty. So they're looking at 5-0, I think it's a comfortable result. But it was comfy on the day, but not a 5-0 defeat for Kilsyth.
A hard one to take, but as I said to you before we started, that's Darvel kicked on now, and I don't expect them to lose many games this season with the players in the squad they've got, John. I think they'll be comfortable and they'll finish that a few points clear.
I've got to say, Mick's now got the boys motivated up and they're starting to play with each other. What people forgot about Darvel was it's a new team gel, and they didn't get a chance to gel on the training ground because, as you were saying, the midweek games were happening in the season, and with boys on holiday, we'd actually to cancel a friendly against Irvine Meadow because they didn't have players to play on it. So it didn't all go well, but they're now working hard in the training ground. The boys are gelling. We've still got Ross Perry and Jason Maher to come back, who's been missing all season. So two central defenders out, and that's him. So we've got a couple of games to go in that Championship League, but Ian, we're going to go to a break now, and when we come back, we'll look at the results for last week.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in the Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
Plumbase is the place.
Strength and things. Strength and things. Strength and things.
Now there's a whole range of strings and things called strings and things, including cheese strings, yollies, and new cheese shapes. Find them all in the cheese and yoghurt aisle.
Strings and things.
It's XXL week at Lidl, and we're big on going big. Get a 750-gram bag of assorted frozen fruit for £2.39. 4 stone-baked margarita pizzas, just £2.29. Or a pack of 8 almond ice creams, only £2.19. From Thursday the 5th of September. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price. Subject to availability, selected stores excludes NI.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to Just the Juniors with myself, John Redmond, and my guest tonight, Ian Patterson of Cavan FC. As I was saying 5-10 minutes ago there, there is a crucial European qualifying tie taking place at Hampden tonight. After 40 minutes, it was Scotland 1, Russia 1. And here with his half-time report for Rock Sport Radio is John Brodie.
Yes, Scotland 1, Russia 1 here at the National Stadium, and the Scots dominated the opening 11 minutes. Inside the opening minute, they pressed forward. McGinn made himself half a yard, but he fired wide. And then just before the opener, the home side had a great chance. McTominay headed down, but O'Donnell's effort was blocked. But 2 minutes later, came that opener. Goalkeeper Guilherme spilled an effort from Fraser, and John McGinn was there to fire home from 8 yards. But since then, the Russians have totally dominated possession. In 16 minutes, it was a fine save from David Marshall as he tipped over an Artem Zubayev header following Zobnin's cross. And then, on 40 minutes, we had a mistake in the defence. He presented the ball to that man, Artem Zubayev, who fired home to level the scoring. The Scots have pressed hard, they've tried well, they've been innovative from free kicks, As Fraser found Mulgrew and he headed straight at goalkeeper Guilherme, but still all to play for with the second 45 in front of us. This is John Brodie for Rock Sport Radio at Hampden Park, where a half-time score again is Scotland 1, Russia 1.
Thanks for that, John. Hopefully in the second half we can get the winning goals coming our way. But go back to junior football now, Ian, and we're looking back at last week's results in the Championship, and we just covered Darvel 5, Kilsyth nil. So the next one we'll look at is Gartcairn 3, St Roch's 1. Now, I was hearing during the week that St Roch's manager Andy Cameron has stepped down and is going to become working in the club as a secretary. So a new appointment getting made there. So it's been a... We played St Roch's a few weeks back there, and I was quite impressed by them that day, but the league position, they don't seem to be... They hadn't scored a goal until they played us that day, and we drew 2-2 of them. They got two goals, and they looked a very good side, and I was scratching my head wondering why that team hadn't scored any goals, Ian, but it's just not going for them just now for some reason.
I think Andy's done a great job last year.
Oh, no, and off the park as well.
That's got, I think he does a lot of the work off the park for the club as well, and it must be hard, you know. We can know about Craig Mark, it was hard. You had to do a wee bit extra, and he's doing all himself, so he's obviously made the decision where he thinks he can benefit the club more in the secretarial role, and fair play to him for taking the back step and looking to support the club that way. And they'll obviously bring somebody in who might bring new ideas. But did the striker go to Darvel?
Eddie Ferns went to Darvel.
Eddie Ferns went to Darvel, so he's obviously lost his main goal threat there. Maybe that's why they're not scoring as much. So, but no, it's a shame to see Andy go. He's one of the good guys in the game.
Aye, what's hard is, we were a couple of years ago there, and the organisation that's doing that part during the day, it sounds fantastic. But Gartcairn, newly promoted, sitting mid-table. Do you see Gartcairn pushing on to promotion, or do you think they'll be like happy just to consolidate?
I think they'll be happy to consolidate their first season in the league. I think that's the best they might be able to hope for the first year, then maybe look to kick on.
We could say Gartcairn last year, so... And for that 3-1 result, we'll give them a bit of confidence going into tomorrow's game. So, Neilson, Shots Bonacord, match postponed. Shots Bonacord, they're a team who've promoted as well, and I was quite impressed by them. We played them also. They beat Darvel 4-3 down at Darvel. John McCune's got a good, strong side there.
He does, and he's another good manager with Premier League experience when his time at Kernock as well. So, his experience went to it, and I think they got promoted very easily last year, didn't they? They were quite clear, so they'll be looking to kick on and maybe get back up the leagues as well. They're another team that fell for the Premier.
That's right, and it's a big park at Hannah Park when you got there to play. You've got to a fit team to go there, so I'm quite sure John's training sessions are quite hectic. Peters Hill, who lost their management team last week, Wally Parsman, and got a new management team in, but didn't have a good start. I take it they were just watching last week, but it was Peters Hill 0, Renfrew 2. Now, the two boys at Renfrew are doing a great job. I mean, last season, I was surprised to get relegated last season. They're a very good side. We played in the first game of the season and we beat them 4-3 in a great game down at Darvel. And I said at the end of that game, I fancy Renfrew to be one of the teams who'll be challenging at the top of the division, and it's going that way so far. I mean, to go to Peters Hill, it doesn't matter how bad a team Peters Hill, it's all difficult to go there. And to go there and win 2-0 was a line in the sand.
Definitely, and they bounced back. They had a poor result, and probably for their point of view the week before, I think it was at one each at home.
That's right. Craig Mark.
Aye, they'd be expecting to win that game, so they'll bounce back to winning ways and keeping the pressure on. But I think, in my opinion, that league joint, second place is what MDK named for. I think Darvel will go clear very easily, and for there on in, it's shoe in for MDLs.
Aye. It's going to be a difficult league. We're speaking about your league earlier on there, and this league's very similar. I always find the Championship is the hardest league out of them all, because so many teams are similar. And this year, Cumbernauld, to Andy Frame, has got a good side going there. We've got Big John at Shorts, Renfrew, Athley. I think he's doing well at Athley. He's starting to get his side again. Cambuslang Rangers team there, who got relegated last year, rebuilding. Alan Patterson's building a side there. They've got a few young boys, which might take a bit of time for them to gel. Irvine Vicks, Brian McClucky's got a few young boys in there, so we go to Irvine Vicks tomorrow. I'll be interested to see what team Brian's got out tomorrow. Neilson, Kilsyth, Blantyre, I mean, well, it's Peters Hill, big names in there, so that's similar to your own league. Who turns up on the day is going to team that gets points. And in the Championship, as most leagues, but more so in the Championship, I think the team that puts a 3 or 4 run together will the team will just pull away.
Definitely. And I think Brian McClucky's done a great job at Irvine Vicks. He's built another team. He's got two of the Girvan players for last season. Daniel Wilson went and Callum McDade went. And He's done really well to get points. That's what he done last year, get points on the board early.
That's right, because there was somebody's tip to get relegated last year, it was Irvine Vicks, but no, they got the points on the board and they went enough to stay up. And it'll be good to tie up tomorrow with Brian and Mark McCann, one of them old players, or two old players that Fitzroon years ago, so look forward to seeing the boys tomorrow. Moving into your division now, League, Bells Hill 1, Maryhill 2 now. Just we're talking about Maryhill there, Bells Hill's not an easy place to go. Maryhill took a heavy defeat a couple of weeks ago, and then they bounced back there by beating Bells Hill 2-1, so I don't know what you're expecting tomorrow. What team you'll be expecting to play tomorrow, Ian?
I'm expecting a very difficult game tomorrow. I think they are form-wise up and down. From our point of view, I think we just need to go there and play and do what we do and see what happens. But from our point of view, I'm expecting a very difficult game. We spoke about it during the week. It's never easy to go to Glasgow, John, as you know. And straight away, you know you're going to win a battle. So from our point of view, we know it's got to be difficult, and hopefully we'll come away with something for the game.
And it's, as I've been saying on here before, Ian, I don't know if you're listening or not, but Maryhill were very close to going out of the game at the close season there, and they've been working very hard. And only last Sunday they had a Partick Thistle Legends game against Maryhill to raise cash. I didn't hear how good it went or how it turned out they got, but hopefully made a few quid and keep them going, because we don't want to see any junior club go downhill.
No, definitely.
Especially like Maryhill, when we can turn the clock back to a few seasons back to a Premier League team and challenging for Scottish Cup finals and things like that. So it's good to see them still going, and hopefully they're going to bounce back. But for your sake, maybe no tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Your own game last week was obviously postponed against Wishaw Juniors because of the Senior Scottish Cup, which your next game will be postponed because you're out it. Greenup 2, Kello 1. Now, that's a closer game than I thought it'd be, because Kello started, Paddy's had a bad start to his return to Kello Rovers, and I was expecting with Greenup with the boys in last week, Tom Malloy and Sean Dillon, and they were expecting a hard game, don't get me wrong, but they've got Greenup flying just now, and there are a lot of good things happening at Greenup Football Club. We spoke in depth last week, but so I was delighted for the boys at Greenup to see them getting that 3 points and a very close win. But my wee pal Paddy, I feel a bit sorry for him. It's Kello Rovers is a hard place to attract people down to get players to, but Paddy's finding it hard this season to get points on the board.
Right, we played them, I think it was our second game. And we went when they won 4-1, but spoke to Paddy before and after the game, and it's hard to get players in, and he's got a short squad and a couple of injuries, and he's on the bench himself, so hard. It'll be hard for Paddy, but a good manager, so hopefully anybody's able to turn it around and get a wee bit of time to do it.
Good. Well, then we're going to take our final break now, and when we come back, we'll look at Atlanta United against Glasgow Pearshire.
Just the Juniors, brought to you by Plumbase, the trade's Premier League team. Leave the winter outside with Plumbase's hottest offers in Feel the Heat brochure. Get yours at your local Plumbase branch.
Do you hear that? That's your family coming round to your new house for Sunday lunch. Your son opening the door of his first home. Visitors arriving at your guest house. Friends coming over to watch the football. Scottish Building Society offer a range of mortgages, so we can turn this into this.
Love!
Scottish Building Society. We've been helping people open doors since 1848. Call us today on 0345 600 4085. Scottish Building Society is authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.
Cancer. It can affect anyone. And when it does, Macmillan are right there to support them. From the moment of diagnosis, we offer physical, financial, and emotional support. And it's your donations that make it possible. So we can be on the phone, in hospitals, running support centres, and ready to help people deal with the fallout. We are funded by you, the public. So please, give what you can at macmillan.org.uk. Macmillan Cancer Support. Right there with you.
Can I have, I don't usually eat much in the morning.
Well, how about one of our breakfasts under 400 calories? We've got the egg and cheese McMuffin with a fruit bag and a tea, or a toasted bagel with Philadelphia Light.
Who'd have thought? With a range of breakfasts under 400 calories at McDonald's, there's something for everyone. Served until 10:30 a.m, subject to availability.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.
Welcome back to the last part of Just the Juniors with myself, John Redmond, and conversation with Girvan AFC manager Ian Patson, where we're looking back at last week's results. Ian, what I'll look at now is Atlanta United 2, Glasgow Pearshire 2. Now, Atlanta United, they've come up promoted. They've done very well, as I spoke earlier on there. They went to Pollock in that semi-final cup, and they're in the final against the Talbot, which the game's getting taking place at Beechwood Park, Auchinleck. And when I spoke to Kenny Young, asking him the question why that happened, he said it was agreed long before Talbot got to the final. So I think what they're going to do next year is also announce where the final's going to be before the cup kicks off. So there's no jubilee about carve-up or anything like that. No, there is a carve-up, if you know what I mean. But do you think maybe their cup run's maybe going to affect them in the league, or do you think it's too early in the season for that to happen?
I think last week it affected them. I think they had to get a couple of players in, and I think only two subs. And from what I was reading, it looks like they might have struggled a wee bit player-wise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Glasgow Perthshire, they were quite far down the league. You're expecting Lanark doing a high after the Pollock game and to get that 3 points at home. But as you say, if they've maybe played extra games and they've got a couple of players injuries and all's not well, it's... there's reasons for them dropping a point, or 2 points anyway. Lapcall versus Shettles in that match was off, which this time last season, this is before I've been surprised me, but it did surprise me a bit because Lapcall boys have done a lot of work in the park, and the park's 150% better than it was a couple of seasons back there.
We get abandoned at half time last season at Lapcall.
You remember that happening, yeah? Mm-hmm.
There's the bottom goal in the left hand side area was really soft, so I don't know if it might be something to do with that.
Right. But speaking to the boys, Brian and the boys there from Larkhall, they said a lot of work being done in the committee, and the park's looking well. So, but I'd say that a lot of heavy rain. I was surprised there wasn't more games off, honest, quite honestly, last week. Les Mahago, Rob Irvine's Les Mahago got a good 3-1 victory over East Kilbride at home to move up the league a couple of places. Les Mahago, it's always a difficult place to go as well, and Rob's got a good side there going. They score goals for fun. They seem to be a team that, when they're on form, they're hitting the net regular.
They are, they're scoring goals, and that way I think they might be in the wee top 4 or 5. It's got to kind of maybe break away. I think they could be in it.
I'm looking at the league there, they've got 22 goals for 7 games, so that's, if they can shut the back door slightly there, they'll not be long until they're getting points in the world.
Definitely.
Port Glasgow, they entertained Ardrossamintown Rovers. Now, Ardrossamintown Rovers was quite a few people's favourites to get out of the league at the start of the season, but Stevie's had a hard start to the season. But last week, they got a great 3-0 away at Port Glasgow, which that's a good result, because Park Lee is always difficult when Port Glasgow teams here, whether good or bad, it's hard to go and get 3 points at Park Lee.
Definitely, and it's good for Stevie as well. You know, Stevie was an old manager that was struggling with injuries at the start of the season, and people start the usual, you know, he's under pressure. It was the same with myself at the start of the season when we lose Narda, you're under pressure. People don't see what's on the background, and Stevie's been struggling with injuries. He's obviously got players back and he's won 2 in the bounce. It was Les Mahago the week before, hard game, goes and wins, and then they've went and beat Port Glasgow and Port Glasgow. So the win will be a good strong side this year, and they'll charge up that league under Stevie.
When you say they're under pressure, yourself and Stevie, was it your own selves that were under pressure? Do you think there was pressure putting on?
From my point of view, there isn't any pressure coming from the club. It's everybody on the outside that start their whispers and stuff. And you know, they don't know what's going on inside. I'm sure the Winton committee knew what was going on. Yeah. My committee knew what was going on.
Of course it is.
And, you know, these guys just jump the jungle drums. And
it's far too early in the season to even be talking about that, with people under pressure from all these kind of keyboard wizards that we hear about.
Exactly.
So, but that was a good 3 points for them. The one we spoke earlier on as well, Royal Albert getting a good 3 points at home to Carluke. That was a fantastic 3 points for Royal Albert, who that lifted them off the bottom of the league.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking for a manager as well. Simon Eales, he resigned last week, so they'll be, I don't know if they've got a new manager in place yet, but they'll certainly be appointing one very soon, if not. Moving into League Two, Johnson Borough game was off and Lugar game was off as well. Maple won St Anthony's 2. Now, Carlos having his bit of trouble at Maple now to attract players, isn't he, and get results. I mean, it wasn't that many seasons ago that with Maple sitting in the Premier Division. Now they're languishing third bottom of the bottom division now. Alarm bells must be ringing.
Well, I know Carlos, if you look at Carlos' squad, Darren Johnson, ex-Premier League, coming up goalie.
Uh-huh.
Mark Dillon, ex-Premier League, Girvan. Mark Viduk, ex-Premier League, Girvan. You add that to the experience of Paul Cameron in the middle, Andy Stevenson, Alan Parks. You're good players.
Well, that's good players, aye.
And I can imagine they wouldn't have been the cheap as well. So I would expect, personally, Mabel would be doing better in that league with the players they've got. But again, it's a hard league as well, John, as you know.
And, oh, it is, aye. Would you say that, naming the players, Do you think it's maybe their legs? It's maybe there's not enough young legs about the place?
I don't think so. We played them in the Ardbeg and they looked fine. And they done well, the players. But
I know the players are top, Andy Stevens and that, albeit they're in their 30s and that. They're fit boys.
Oh, that's why Andy's still playing. He's looked after himself, you know, and they signed the boy Jordan
Baird
from Willets. He's got good players there. So the games are losing. Should they be getting beat 2-1 for St Anthony's at home?
That's strange. But seeing as a wonder goal scored in the game,
it's a good strike. Boys had a good strike, but I don't know. I think Mabel should be higher up that league. Even with the figures that are getting said they're spending, it should be definitely up the league. And what's that? Played 6, won 1, lost 5. It's not the best. It goes in the back here on a 17 beat in a row last year as well. So,
right, well, maybe Carlo's looking to freshen things up. Who knows? Muirkirk 4, Anbank 2. Now, Muirkirk have started well this season. They've done well, but Kevin's done a good job there. Because Barry Ross has got a good side at Anbank, a lot of good players. And to read somewhere like the St. Lee Sloan from yourselves?
Yeah, we let Lee Sloan go back there. Lee got injured, obviously, as I said earlier, and he just felt it would be best for himself to go back there. And he felt we had a better chance of playing there, so that was fine. The guys at Anbank are good guys, Barry, Scott Taylor and stuff. So Anbank's got a good young side this year, I was saying. They could upset that league a wee bit, but Kevin Muirhead's Muirkirk's playing excellent.
Fantastic. They're sitting second top of that division. And I'm pleased to see that, because it's a place I always like to go down to. Muirkirk, they're always made welcome. The wee social clubs works very hard to come into there. It's always good to go down there and see them. Your mains 3, Ardeer 2. Now, Ardeer, not a point. Bottom of the second division. It's no well.
No, I think it's a lot of young boys. I think they gave the job, was it a boys club manager, one for coming in, and he's brought a lot of young boys with Jim Clatterson, the old Devon Vic school, he's in as an assistant.
Oh, Jim in there, is he? Jim knows the game.
I think they might be a year away or something to getting the young boys playing and getting used to the junior football, and it's hard in that league, as you know, and that's the same area as Kawinin and Adrossins.
Hard to attract.
Solcoats are second bottom of the league, and they're there as well.
Says it all, isn't it? And Vale are leaving 3-4 now, so fourth. Still struggling to, well, the third top of the division, but they've been disappointed going to Vale and losing that.
But puts Vale are leaving, still top of the league as well.
That's
so
right. So it's a difficult game for them, but they got there. Well, that's a quick look in the last 5 minutes or so at the one or two games that's taking place tomorrow, Ian. And one will pick out in the Premier Division, Cowan Rangers versus Pollock. Now, how do you see this game going?
Draw.
Oh, that was a confident
draw.
Score draw or no score draw?
Score draw. There's not many 0-0s in the juniors, John.
No, there's no. Actually. And do you think it'll be a better result for Cowan than it will be for Pollock?
I think Christian would take that now if you offered them. Mm-hmm. Pollock will be looking to bounce back for last week's disappointment and keep the pressure on in that league. Obviously, as we said earlier, Tucker's Talbot's only played 3 games or something, so you'll be looking to get a few in points in the bag and put the pressure on early.
Gordon Moffat was spoke earlier on. He takes his new Clyde Bank team down to Glenarfon, where South got a great result last week at Pollock. Do you see them getting off to winning start?
Hard place to go, Glenarfon, but you never know. You always know. A new manager goes in and the players get a wee lift. So that'll be an interesting, that'll be a result I'll look out for tomorrow. That'll be interesting to see what happens there. But I think South will be what to win at home. I'd just be expecting to win at home there. So it might be a hard start for Gordon Moffat.
And what about Rob Roy? They're for a terrible start this season, but they entertain Irvinemeade tomorrow. Do you think they've got their first win on the board?
I don't think so. I can think the Meadow will be disappointed in last week's result, losing at home, and you know Brian will have probably had a few choice words with the players, and they'll be looking to bounce back as well and get an away win.
Rerun of last year's Scottish Junior Cup final, Largs entertain Auchinleck Talbot. Do you think they'll finish the same score with a Talbot victory, or do you think Largs with home advantage?
You know, I'm never back against the Talbot, do you?
No, it's a foolish man who did that, isn't it? Even up to 96th minute in a game. How do you see Ross Vale tomorrow? They're entertaining Hurlford. How do you see them going out? They're going to lose Gordon Moffat. Do you think there'll be a reaction to that?
I don't know. I think Hurlford will be strong as well. Darren's got good players in there again. He's rebuilt another squad, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I don't even know who'll be taking them tomorrow, obviously, with the whole backroom team leaving. So probably a good time for Hurlford maybe to go to Ross Vale tomorrow.
And finally, Big Johnny Bailey. Is Troon entertain Glencairn at home? Do you see Big Johnny getting the 3 points against Glencairn, who have started the season well in the Premier Division?
They have, but Troon at home, good park, good facility, and if you get good players, Troon, it will come good at some point, and hopefully tomorrow the big man gets his first win under his belt.
That's a wee quick look at a couple of games in your league, Ian. Rosmonton Rovers, Stevie Walsh, spoke about entertain Les Mahago, who are going well. That's a good game for a neutral in that area.
It's a very good game, but I think the winning off the back of two victories will be looking to build as well and put the pressure on the teams above the league, and especially at home, you know, at Winton Park, so they'll be, I would go with the winning.
Mm-hmm. What about Glasgow players, Sharon? Oh, well, sorry, Ian, there goes the final whistle for this show. I'd just like to thank yourself, Ian, for coming in and being my guest tonight, and I wish yourself and Girvan all the best for the rest of the season.
No bother, thanks, John.
Welcome, thank you very much. I'd like to thank yourself, the listener, and hope you enjoyed the show. Up next tonight's Michael Lenny with his First Play Friday. Now, that's a really good show. It's worth a listen to. I actually listened to this show myself now down the road. So, we'll finish tonight with a song called Rocks by Primo Scream. So, until next Friday at 8 p.m, enjoy your junior football over the weekend, and it's bye for now.
Love music. Live sport. Just the Juniors with John Redmond and special guests on Rock Sport Radio.